All right, imagine this right now. Someone tells me you have to run. You've got to run as fast as you can. I mean, your life depends on it. And you know, well, you'll run faster if you just drop everything you have on you. Imagine right now what would be left in the pile that you left behind. What would it be for you, Rachel?
Depends, I guess, on what I had on me in the first
In my
place.
bag, I would drop my iPod. I'd probably drop the Apple in my bag. I would drop the
Water
date book, the
bottle, maybe
water
for
bottle,
cell
everything
phone.
else. Well, that's one of the questions addressed in a project by photographer Richard Moss. It's called Nothing to Declare, and he joins us now from Arizona, where he's working on this project. Hey, good morning, Richard.
Hello, Allison, is this?
So an astute listener may have figured out a bit about your project. You're in Arizona. People have dropped everything that they have. Tell me the origin of Nothing to Declare.
Well, I was driving east of San Diego down near a little town called Tecate, near the border, and I came across something on the side of the road. I thought, "What's that?" And it's kind of a habit of mine, or a problem of mine, more like. I often spot things that are not the important things, the kind of things that are, you know, that make me ask the questions, you know. So I pulled over and had a look, and it was a little red backpack, kind of dusty and forgotten, and I thought, well, maybe this is somebody's. I looked around, I waited, and nobody was around, so I thought, well, whose is it? So I opened it up, and there were all kinds of things in it, like there were keys, toothpaste, analgesic gel, refried beans, like some a woman's clothes, little pink shades. And there was a card for an English language training course in Fresno, and it was loads of jewelry, and there was a little Spanish Bible, and I thought, Jesus, you know, something sort of some, a major story here, you know. this woman's obviously a woman, maybe with kids, because there were little kids' toys in there too. sorry, I have a bit of cold.
No worries.
So I took a photo. I had the camera with me, and I got back. I'm shooting up at Yale. I got back to Yale, printed it up, and I realized that there's just like so much detail. I was using a type of camera, like an 8x10 antique wooden camera. With you know, the hood, like you see back.
The medium that you use is one of those big accordion-like cameras. I'm wondering, first of all, is that very cumbersome to work with, and what kind of limitations has it put on you?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. You have to lock it down, and you have to get the cape out, and you're working through a ground glass. So each image takes about 20 minutes to line up, and it's quite a zen process, actually, because you could. I only have so many shots. I'm down here for 4 days down in Arizona on this trip, and I've only brought 40 shots with me, 40 sheets of film. So the idea is maximum 10 shots a day, you know. So you have to
be pretty judicious about what you choose to photograph.
Right. You have to really want it, and it sort of limits you in a good way. You have to be committed to the image.
So one of the things that's interesting is this rucksack was not just a one-off. You began to find all kinds of items and little piles of things that people have left behind. When you come across these images, did you leave them as is? Are you doing documentary photography, or did you compose the pictures at all?
Well, in that case, because the bag was shut, I had to open it up, and so there was a composition. So in a sense, it's a form of documentary with a touch of what we call in the photography business gardening, whereby you you can arrange the subject. You can't bring anything in. You can arrange it slightly. And, you know, a hardcore documentary photographer would object to that, and that's grand, you know. I don't think what I'm doing is photojournalism. But I am looking for traces for anything that sort of points to the journey that these people make. And that doesn't, you know, doesn't necessarily mean just trash, although there's loads of trash, particularly along the Rio Grande, where people have to swim across, you know. So they bring a spare set of clothes in a plastic bag, and they change on the other side, and they discard a lot of things.
Now, are you on the border alone? Are you going with Border Patrol? Are they aware of you? Do they approve what you're doing?
I thought about going with the Border Patrol, particularly in the Sonoran Desert this time, because it's quite remote. But I realized, you know, that you're working to their agenda. I don't think they have much of an agenda. They're grand people. But, you know, you're going to get the same shots as everyone else does, and they're going to bring you to the same places. I don't think there's that space for screwing up, you know, for the mistake, which I think is a very fertile place if you're an artist. So I'm here alone. Working very, very slowly.
Well, there's one photograph in particular. We're linking through to all your photos to your website, which shows that things that clearly belong to a child. There's a doll, there's a tiny shoe, and there's a page torn from a children's book. And I'm going to read what the page says. It's center in your photograph. And it says, "They continued down the yellow brick road that led them to the edge of a river. The Tin Woodman said, 'I will cut down some trees and make a raft.' The Scarecrow volunteered to push the raft across the river with a pole." It's a heartbreaking photo. Anytime you see children's daratas of children's lives, it's heartbreaking to me. How do you stay emotionally distant from your subject matter, or maybe you don't?
That's a good question. Well, I think I'm not really close to the subject, and that helps me keep the distance, you know, because there is a distance there. So I'm not up close with the emotions and the suffering. And you could use that to criticize the work. But I think, you know, I think that's also its strength, you know. I think that image was nuts. When I found that down by the Rio Grande where they come across in Texas, it's actually in Laredo.
Laredo, yeah.
Yeah. And this single page of text, you know, just floating around just down there by the riverbank, it was just like sent from heaven, you know, like, to tell the story. And it had beside it like kids' shoe and children's toys and stuff, and it was just begging for a photo, you know.
Well, when you say begging for the photo, that's interesting because it's sort of, they're sort of ugly. Maybe the tail of it might feel ugly if you sort of imagine the backstory, yet it's a beautifully composed photo. How do you deal with that tension?
Well, I think that's part of my process, you know, because particularly with this camera, you know, you can construct such aestheticized, beautiful images, you know, that do everything the photography does best, you know, in terms of detail, saturation, scale, composition. You know, you can really push all the things that make you feel, you know, like you're consuming something that gives you pleasure. But at the same time, you're looking at something ethically problematic. So rather than tell the viewer, "I think you should feel bad about this," what I'm doing is showing them something completely, you know, knockout. Well, that's the ambition anyway. Whether it works all the time is another question. But that's what I'm trying to do, is to set up this this dilemma, this ethical tension, that they have to work it out for themselves and negotiate where they feel in relation to this problem.
And Richard, before I let you go, obviously you're not from Kentucky. Where are you from originally?
Well, I grew up my life in Ireland. My mother's an American. Oh. And I've never really identified with America. And I had to come over here to study at Yale on the MFA over here. Mm-hmm. So I guess this project is for me a way of negotiating that, because I have two passports, two citizenships. So on the one hand, I'm kind of an immigrant, and on the other hand, I'm a national.
There you go. Richard Moss, thank you so much for joining us. You can see images from Nothing to Declare on our website. We also link through to Richard's. Good luck with your project.
Thanks very much.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.